front window, commercial grade aluminum. I mean, that's kind of what's in my mind.
Do we need to spec out thermal break?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would just say commercial grade thermally broke if it were. I don't think you necessarily have to go to storefront, but let them decide that.
Now, it would be my suggestion, just from my limited experience, and I know my family's business would say the same, is we probably would want to go ahead and spec it with the low E and the argon in it. I think that's your... And then the tint and or color of the glass is something that you all could decide on in the meantime.
What's the price difference for a bronze versus a not?
You'll spend another 15% on product.
So what's that much?
Which is less than, honestly, what the low E is. I don't know if it's 15%. It's somewhere. But now, argon per product, and you got to remember we're talking just glass, not frames. Low E and argon, you're going to spend 20-25%. I'm just saying I would spend the money there.
I set a door put in my house, and I did triple low E and argon, all of it. So, it's little things. They add up. So.
Yeah. And it works.
So, we don't necessarily have an energy efficiency rating that we're going to be able to define in the bid specs. We're basically just going to have to say we're going to use a thermally broken window, commercial grade. We want low E argon glass. Mm-hmm. In it. Okay. Color. What color would you all like to spec out? A bronze that matches the existing.
Come up with the frame.
Yeah,
bronze is what I think. I'll do this.
I would think so.
I don't think we want like a silver or a...
It probably wouldn't match the building very well. They make a bronze anodized that's a little flashier, I guess you could say. I don't...
And that's not...
It's nothing special.
No. Just bronze.
And I think this is the last question I had written down from our meeting. So door replacements, so I guess it'd be the west door and the north door, and the big arched window over the top of it. Were you going to spec out to replace all of that as well, or just the windows that are, at the office level around the building?
When were those put in? Does anybody know? Are they energy efficient at all, or are they?
To me, they look like a commercial grade with insulated glass. And
when the add-on took place.
Yeah, that's when they look much better than the rest.
Yeah, the rest of the windows, I think, is where your major issues are coming. We just wanted to ask the question while we were at it. So
we'd have something replaced on one of those just last year, didn't we? Scott should just...
I don't remember anything in here. I know they did a bunch over there, but did they do anything over here, Devin? Do you know? Or?
Right here. Scott had someone. You might remember. I think you guys bid on it, didn't you? Yeah.
I know we had bid on replacing some of that. It didn't all happen. I know that. So I don't really know what did.
It had to do with lifts or something, too. Didn't the lift? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it was
out
the
here
one that comes in off of...
I think it was simply insulated glass failure.
Uh-huh.
And I may be wrong, but that's the only thing I can remember. Because everything else
I do
is
remember that.
Commercial and newer style. So, I don't know what else it would have been.
In my opinion, just looking at them, I thought those all looked like good quality stuff that didn't look that old. All the glass in those can be replaced should the seals fail and they fog up. They could even be replaced to match the tint or the style of glass that you put in the rest of the windows on the new installs. So,
that's
in my opinion, I wouldn't spend the money to do those just now. And they could always be done at a later date. So, I think we took a look at the collector's office and those are really where your issues are at. So, Zeke, do you have any other questions that I have not?
So which of the windows are you guys planning to replace? Is it just the first floor windows that are in the offices, or also the second floor windows as well?
I'll defer back to you. Do the second floor need to be replaced?
I would.
If it's the same stuff as the downstairs, then yes.
Back years ago, the recorder wanted to replace the second floor at that time and had funds.
Okay.
We've got pictures from ground level, so while they're here, they'll probably sneak upstairs and try to grab pictures of all that stuff and see, make sure we're all dealing with the same stuff as downstairs. So.
Yeah, if they're not energy efficient, I mean, again, if we're, we might as well, if they are not capable of doing the same thing that the new ones are going to be put in, mm-hmm. then we'd probably look at replacing those. Okay. If you think that they're...
I would think so.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is go upstairs, just look at them. We need to... Okay.
Do we talk about how to replace the blockout?
That would be a good question for Jason. So the... The windows, if you look at them from the outside, they're tall.
Yeah, they go above the ceiling.
They go above the ceiling.
Yeah, so
and they've been, the top panels of glass have been replaced with either something and painted. Do we need to build a window that fits just what you see from the interior and then do a block out and finish out the top of that?
Because that's, it's the glass. Yeah, that's
like you're losing heat out of your glass.
Yeah. You're going to have to keep that separated at that seam and just... spandrel glass, that top piece,
Is that where a drop ceiling or something has been put in from the inside? So
yeah, a drop ceiling has been put in at a later date. So you're saying pull the whole top to bottom from the outside, correct?
Yeah.
And then block off at the where your
drop ceiling is? Use a spandrel glass, use a black, something in there to do that. It's either that or you have to figure out how to section that in, because you don't want to separate that window and then go below that piece. You would have to section that in with material and
so
do something there.
Basically have a fixed in the top and if you want an operable window at.
Yeah, and even if it's an operable window, I'd still stay at that lower, section anyway. So I don't think it'll hurt much to do that. We just have to, you'd have to look at how that's attached to that. Framework.
And I'm not familiar with the term spandrel, so you'll...
It's a blacked out glass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would it be more cost efficient to add something in there, like a partition of a wall, and then put, say, some sort of like spackle or sheet metal there?
Yes.
And then put like a shorter window in?
Be more energy efficient
as
that way.
Well.
Yeah. And that's a great idea, but it would have to be, we'd have to figure out how to do that. Yes, that's a better idea. But okay. Looks,
yes.
I just don't know that you want to try to save very little, honestly, on something that's above the ceiling tile anyway. I don't know.
What did they do to them right now? I was trying to think. Been up inside that looked there.
It looks to me like, there's each individual panes of glass held together with muttons, and they looks like they replaced the glass with, I don't know if it what kind of material it is, and then painted it.
Yeah,
the bronze.
That's what I was thinking. Something like that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
It was painted.
So, and I apologize, we're brainstorming here. That's why we've got Jason. So mm-hmm. I think... The removal and installation method you mentioned would lend itself to building a frame that fits the entire hole and then use a blacked out glass above that. Because if not, you're going to be trying to do
construction
work on
top
of that.
You're adding another
element. And it would be probably more efficient for you all just to cut the thing, pop the thing out, frame your hole out, stick a window in there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You could use a MAPES paneling too. They've got a paneling that's aluminum with foam inside it, you could put in that opening. Would probably be even a better idea, to do something like that. But that's all looks, mm-hmm. how it looks. And honestly, that would be the way to do it if you weren't going to go with a dark glass. because it's going to show up if you go clear glass and then you, yep, you know, spandrel that top. So either way, the money's going to be very close on a spandrel or a MAPES. So I don't think that's a big today, you know.
Sure. Okay.
All right, so purposes of bidding, for energy efficiency, we're going to say low-E argon glass. We want a bronze, commercial-grade, thermally broken window. We need to determine whether we're going to can live with a fixed window or we need some operable window. So that's the last question to be solved here. We're not going to replace the doors. In your opinion, what else do we need to be able to put out a bid? What else would you need to know? Let's say you didn't have any experience down here. What else would you need to know to be able to come in and bid the job?
I think the only thing that was left open, you know, that needs to be addressed is interior finish.
That's,
you know,
right,
because there's a lot of those that are sheetrocked up onto where that past where that window ends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some areas there that, you know, a lot of times in a commercial situation, you're dealing with an older job like this. I will not go ahead and do that. You know, I'll have somebody come in after and say, hey, this is part of your deal, and do that, because there's sheetrocking involved. There's, you know, so you almost have to, in my case, I would involve another company to follow.
Well, we have people in the house that do a lot. I mean, I kind of wish Scott was in here. I don't know how this was set up, this meeting specifically. You guys are asking us questions. We're not really giving you any answers.
Sure.
So I almost feel like we should do at least a work session, walk around, something set up different than this setting,
okay,
simply to actually move the ball forward, because otherwise we're just sitting here
speculating.
Okay. And so I don't think we're accomplishing anything. So I don't, again, so I think maintenance needs to be involved.
Okay.
I think and anybody else, you know, my understanding was in the bid specs, we were going to make any potential bidder do a walk around of the building. Is that correct?
Yes. We're going to have a pre-bid meeting.
So I don't think we need to wait that long, because like you said, we got to put some specs out there. But at the same time, does anybody else need to be involved in the walk around to where there's no perceived unfair advantage? And I think we probably set that up here pretty quick, and just to give you guys answers, because right now I don't know that we're able to.
Can we get that set up this week?
Maybe. I'm sure we can figure that out. So
the reason I say we're getting close to Thanksgiving, the mission's going to have to be going to meeting and
time. Yeah, we're hoping to have a set of bid specs together for you by the end of the week here.
Okay.
Just check your schedules, let us know when you would like to do that, and we can be there.
Have you guys reached out to Scott Turbine at all in our maintenance?
I have not.
He is probably one you need to speak to.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't have anything to talk to him.
He's been waiting to be contacted.
Okay.
So maybe that's our fault. If it is, I apologize. But he's probably going to be, to be honest with you, unless we say different, obviously, he may be the one to have a lot of these questions answered by, and then let him come to us and say, hey, what do you guys think here? I think there, if we can't get something to where we're all standing.
Okay.
For us three to be there, we have to have 24-hour notice.
Okay.
I know my Wednesday is out, but Thursday, Friday should be good for me.
Friday we're closed.
Friday we're closed for Veterans Day. So it looks like Thursday is probably the, unless we do it tomorrow afternoon.
So we need to invite Scott and whoever else.
I just want to make sure that there's no...
Again, Jason's here on a favor for me because my family suggested him, so...
I understand that.
Do you have anybody else we need to invite?
You would probably go with our purchasing individual, and she will be able to tell you maybe who... Again, I just don't want there to be any appearances of unfair advantages or of impropriety at all.
Very good. Well, I think we did get some questions answered. It has been helpful for us. I mean, I apologize if it wasn't helpful for you all. But
No.
I've been kind of brought into this thing last minute as well. And
it was helpful.
Sure, very good. So.
And and if the presiding commissioner will look, see what Thursday looks